Welcome back, WNST, to House in Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are positively at my favorite home away from home. There's a rumor I have a cot back here behind the Costas Inn wall. I do not, but I do have Maryland Lottery scratch-offs giveaway. We've got a handful of people. You know, I picked sort of a slow day, and in general, the next couple of weeks, because of the holidays, and all of our sponsors who ship crab cakes all over the world, they're like, don't come during Christmas. Don't come during Christmas. I'm like, all right, I'll get here before Thanksgiving. So our friends at Costas, they're rocking it on the weekends. My wife and I are usually here at the bar eating fried shrimp. We're down in Dundalk, my homestead. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Had some winners. To give away, I'm running low, Roz. I'm going to need some of the scratch and sniff. I want to make sure I get it right because I called them sniffers on the air last week. They are scented. They're not sniffers. They're scented. Gingerbread as well as peppermint for the holidays. But I got Raven scratch-offs. We've had some lucky winners. Had a $100 winner a couple weeks ago. We're going to be at Pappas next week. We're going to be at Coco's. We're going to be at Gertrude's at the BMA. We're going to be at the Hollywood Casino in Perryville. But we're here at home. And I had a cancellation for this. I also want to give some love to Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, as well as Raskin Global, who has given. I have a whole bunch of these. This is a special mallet because you open beer with it. See, it's a beer opener and a crab mallet, which perfect gift for the holidays, I think. Raskin Global and our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare. So I had a guest here for the crab cake tour today, and I'm getting the governor on later on. I'm chasing the mayor around. I have all sorts of great guests. My high school pal Stan Jablonski's here. I'm wearing my Dundalk High Hall of Fame shirt. They only give this to people in the Hall of Fame. It's one size fits all. It's extra large. I'm going to have to talk. Paul Satterfield's coming. He's the high school principal at my high school, Dundalk High. And we're in Somebody here said we're really in Sparrows Point. I'm like, that's that way. Pataps goes that way. But it's all Dundalk. It's all under one beautiful Dundalk Owls umbrella. And I lost my guest for the beginning of the show. And I put out the APB to the world and said, come forward. And when I've done this in the past, I had just a great segment for Alzheimer's one time on short notice. So I always wind up finding charitable people. It must be the 20,000 people chasing me around on LinkedIn. But in the overnight, I had a reach from Leukemia Lymphoma Society. Dominic here was chasing me on LinkedIn on the back door 2 weeks ago about being the man of the year. There would be great, great debate about whether I could be a man of the year or not. But Katie Stegman is here as well. She is the campaign development specialist. I spent too much time in Philly over the campaign. I was watching Tommy Conwell over the weekend. And Dominic Iaquinto, who's been chasing me down, he's the campaign development manager. That's two different things, two different titles. I'm just checking your titles. From Leukemia Lymphoma Society, LLS, thanks for all the work you do. Let's start with that. I mean, Stanley's over here eating crab soup. His sister's a survivor. His other sister saved her life. And as we sit here, and you guys don't know this, but my wife is walking into my favorite restaurant in Paris, right? Literally this minute, might be her texting me a picture of the French fries, with her sister. She has been with the man who saved her life the last 4 days celebrating his birthday in Germany. So it is, I guess, serendipity, which I always say follows me, right? Serendipity that Katie and Dominic are here on short notice. Katie writes me, she's like, I got a four-month-old kid. Can you bring the kid? And I'm like, sure, bring. Now, why is the kid offset? Who's going to watch this unless we have the baby? Babies make people watch. They're like animals and baby. People love those things. So thank you. You're a new mama and serving people, trying to help people save lives and educate folks, right?
Absolutely.
So what does the Leukemia Lymphoma Society do in 2023? It's been a little while since I've promoted all this. A lot of swabbing going on with There Goes My Hero and Friends and the DKMS. You guys served a different role, I think, even then in regard to really funding the research that goes behind saving lives. When I think LLS, I think of Man of the Year, and I have supported when Lee Tessier was Man of the Year. My wife was battling for her life. Lee's a great guy up in Harford County, does real estate, call him, he's a wonderful guy. But he invited me and my wife was like waiting for her transplant. And my wife went bald to your Man of the Year award. Man, that was a tough, tough emotion. That was really a tough night during our battle to be there watching people honor people who had lived and honor people who had died. My wife was bald and wasn't feeling great about herself that night, and I was in a tuxedo. But that's when I left you. But my wife is alive and well. And what, and I always think of the research, and I think of these doctors. I did American Cancer Society the other night. We got doctors down there doing proton radiation therapy. I would think 10 years later, if my wife had cancer today, be a better chance of having her life saved. Am I right or wrong in saying that, Dominic?
Absolutely.
Well, give me the lowdown. What do you guys do? You've been reaching to me.
Yeah, sure thing. You want me to go first?
Oh, I was just going to say, we do three different sides of the coin. No, two coin, but three sides. We do research, advocacy, and patient support. On the research side, we've contributed $1.7 billion since 1949 to all the new advancements.
That's what it'd be.
Yeah,
almost as much money as Bisciotti and Angelos are going to get from our state government.
Yes.
Just so you know how much billions are. You know, these people have been working 100 years to do $1.7 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the kind of research that saves Stan's sister's life, who I grew up with at Dundalk High. My wife, you feel like you're the only one when it happens to you, and then all of these folks like you reach and you see all this work being done and sort of this foundation that was laid before you, whether it's the beginning of a bone marrow registry that wound up saving my life or just educating people here over the last 10 years. It's not like I run from it, but this sounds a little flippant, but we got leukemia out. Right? You know what I mean? Like after it was all over with, when my wife started feeling normal again, if anybody ever asks my wife, and she's done this generously 100 times. There's been 100 times in the last 10 years. Somebody reaches to me and says, I have leukemia. My cousin has leukemia. My nephew, can your wife talk to them? Boom.
We love that.
So that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we don't put it out on the internet every day. But, like, the part of what you do is so much more public and organized and hitting guys like me to be man of the year when I'm completely not qualified. But part of that is you need the community to participate. And it can't just be like when Nestor's wife gets cancer, when Stan's sister gets cancer, that people get involved. So I'm delighted to have you here. You got all sorts of information sheets. Let's go soup to nuts. I mean, all of this money and research, what's feet on the street look like in Maryland and in Baltimore, where we have two hospitals down there saving more lives than two of the top 30 hospitals in the world within a mile of each other. This is sort of an epicenter for success stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
We literally couldn't do what we do without volunteers and the community support. And I know we've got research grants at Hopkins. We've got, I believe, George Washington. So we're invested in the community for sure, but so much more to do, and it takes community buy-in.
Well, there's not really a question about that. So what, you were reaching to me.
Mm-hmm.
Should I pull the email up and read it out to the people?
You can pull it up. And you say you're not qualified, but you are qualified.
Oh, yeah. Because
I did some research. And the main reason I did reach out to you, Nestor, was because I read the Sports Illustrated article about you.
Oh, really? Gabriel.
Days and 30 ballparks in 30 days.
That was the first time around. You didn't mean she got cancer 8 weeks later after we did the tour and almost died.
Mm.
Yeah, so like when we came back, it was like we came back from doing that tour. We were fatigued a little bit, but then she got cancer first week of September, and that tour ended the second week of July. So I mean, there's been a lot that's happened even since then. But second time around was clearly no joke. I don't even talk about it much because it's so, you know, I'll start getting crazy about it, and you know, but it was tough, man. You know, I speak for my wife. I mean, but she's in Paris today having a good time eating steak and potatoes right now. And, you know, so it
a little jealous.
Well, I mean, but this only happens with doctors, research, a man in Germany who saved her life, this bag of blood that came over, and doctors and platelets and just stuff that, like, you walk that journey, you know, you can talk about it, but until you get involved in it, you don't know, you know.
Yeah, until you get involved, you don't know. Especially for me with no blood cancer mission connection, when I first took on this role, meeting people throughout the campaign that I helped manage, I'm so just touched personally now just from the different connections we make, talking to you, our honored heroes, which are both children and young adults, that help be like the beacon of our inspiration throughout the campaign. So honestly, like Katie said, just to reiterate, it's the people who are the candidates within the campaigns that her and I both manage that really strive the research, the support, and the advocacy that LLS helps fund.
So you're saying you saw my wife's story. I mean, everybody's got a story, right? You know, I
mm-hmm.
mean, we always called the hospital the hotel because, you know, she was kind of trapped there and it was kind of like an overnight thing. It was kind of like a hotel room, except, you know, doctors were in there every 2 hours keeping her awake, poking at her, taking blood, pulling, pushing, prodding, moving, you know, all that kind of stuff, chemo, just all the awfulness of all of it. You know, it's such a dark thing that, like, when you move on, when I said I was leukemia'd out, I didn't mean that flippantly. I just mean, like, we lived it, and it's just, like, something that's really hard to go back, and especially for my wife, but she does it all the time to help anybody. But when it comes to, like, Man of the Year or things like that, I don't tell me what Man of the Year is. Tell everybody out there. Come on, pitch me. Let's go. You got me.
I got you.
I got a crab cake here.
I was telling my manager this morning.
I feel,
like,
really guilty because the answer is going to be no. I mean, I'm telling you right now. Like, you laugh, but, like, I just don't think I can do this. But nonetheless, go ahead.
Sure.
What are we going to do?
Well, Man and Woman of the Year. It was formerly known
I cannot
as
be
Man
the woman,
woman
of the year. So okay.
It's now Visionaries of the Year. We look for people who are visionaries in the community, so it's called Visionaries of the Year now. And
so it's not man and woman.
Nope, it's called Visionaries of the Year now. So we did that change.
Well, I'm a visionary. I don't know.
Exactly.
I feel more qualified for that.
Exactly. So we look for leaders, influencers in the community that
babies. We got babies on the set. Oh, ooh. Now the show's getting good.
Now
all right,
good. Now you can't say.
Now we got to have fun. All right,
hi.
Put her on the other leg so we can see her. Move a little closer. Hi, what's your name?
This is Elena.
Elena. Elena's really. This is 4 month old kid.
Mm-hmm.
This kid's not 4 months old. This kid way too alert. Way too much like the neck's working real well. All that important stuff. Look at this.
Oh, she keeps me busy, especially working from home.
See, this is what happens when you don't when guests punk out on you. You know. By the way, the baby's in the middle of the logo, which is terrible. The baby looks like Walt Disney World with fireworks in my 25th logo. So, but keep going. So visionary.
No, it's perfect. Visionaries of the Year is a 10-week fundraising competition where people and leaders in the community form a team around themselves. So, i.e., you would be a candidate or your wife would be a candidate and they would form a team around themselves.
Don't say this in front of Stan because Stan's going to be like, I'm your chemosabi, let's go.
Well, exactly.
Campaign manager.
Every candidate has a campaign manager.
Oh, jeez. Here we go. Stan's been recruited.
Nestor's a very busy person.
I've already said no to this, so just so you know.
Nestor is a very busy person, but we also find that the busy people
are going to think I'm really creepy too, saying
the
no
most
to leukemia
successful. And we find these leaders, and we find these leaders in the community through our committee. So we have a committee of professional people throughout Maryland that
I'm being coerced
and help find the people. So I brought up Nestor's name to the committee. They're gung ho about it. They're super pumped about him.
Come on, who's on the committee?
Karen Cherry of Prologis, Callie Wolven of Avis Budget Group, John Runge, formerly retired up in Towson, Ricardo Wilkins from
these people have never
Rockville.
Met me. They have no idea.
Oh, they know.
They don't
so
know.
The really good thing is that this is the shortest period of time to make the largest impact possible. Last year, we had six candidates raise over $627,000, breaking Baltimore records.
In 10 weeks.
In 10 weeks.
When is this thing?
March 21st, we kick off. We celebrate at a gala, which I heard that you love attending.
I will attend your gala, and I will promote your gala, and I'm good with all... That you get a yes from me for.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
So it's from March 21st to June 1st. And honestly,
So when's your gala?
June 1st.
June 1st is the gala.
At the Renaissance down in Baltimore.
So this begins March 21st and ends June 1st.
Yes, sir.
At the end, if I win, I'm deemed the...
Visionary of the Year.
Candidates who raise $50,000 or more can link their fundraising efforts to a mission-funded portfolio.
I can't be the Man of the Year, though. That's over.
We can hyphenate it for you.
Person of the Year?
Mm-hmm. We do Visionary Person
All I can
of the
think
year.
About is Trump putting fake, Time magazines on his walls. That's what's coming to my mind right now. Man of the Year. Visionary of the Year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's really cool, too, is we have a student
See, if Mueller's
version.
Here right now, he's like, you'll get ratings, you'll get sponsors, you'll get... And I'll be like, no, I won't. I'll just be nice because I'm nice anyway. What do I have to do? I mean, what do you have to do?
We give you.
Let me find somebody who's really a visionary.
I mean,
Let me give you the 10 best people I know because they're a lot better people than me. And I'll help them. I'll get Stan to be their campaign manager.
We're always looking for committee members too. Those are so impactful volunteers as well.
Mm-hmm. But we really give the game plan for fundraising.
Okay.
We do everything for you.
We would meet with you and or your wife together. I think you guys would be like a joint effort team. and develop a business.
I know plan, I can't so speak, sign her up for that.
Or a fundraising, you know, plan. I mean, well, we'd take you out to coffee or dinner, whatever. So we'd sit with you, develop a fundraising plan, go over like the 7 best ways of fundraising. We've been doing this for years, you can tell. So give you the overall best ways of fundraising and cater your fundraising campaign to your strengths. So whatever you're really good at, whatever your wife
what
is
am
really
I good
at?
I'm look trying at to, you. Look I'm at trying to figure success. It out.
What, you're good at spreading awareness.
You're an influencer.
You're good at influencing people. You're good at getting sponsorships.
I've influenced her to stay quiet during the show.
Mm-hmm. She's
look
intrigued.
Look at how cute you are. God, I would hang out with you, you and me. We'd be fine. Yeah, absolutely.
The youngest coworker at all.
You got a better chance of me babysitting this kid for a weekend than you do having me be the visionary of the year. I mean, I'll be honest with you.
Well, what's holding you back?
Well, I was a parent, you know. What's holding me back would be all the stuff I'd have to do to be the visionary of the year. And I'd be humbled and all that, but I wouldn't be comfortable with that.
We literally have the templates.
As big as Steve Bisciotti thinks my ego is, it's just not that big. Like, literally, you know?
We have the templates, we have email, letter. I mean, we literally set everything up that you plug
Where
and play.
Where were you when I was 35 and I wanted to be a big deal, you know?
I was in another role, another life.
Where were you then, you know? Dominic is here. Dominic, I want to get your Iaquinto.
Love it.
I got that right. And Katie Stegman's here. Katie's the campaign development specialist at Beating Cancer is in Our Blood. It's LLS and the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. Dominic and Katie filled in with serendipity here today. When you bring babies on the set, you win me over. Did you think I was going to say no to you? Like you couldn't bring your 4-month-old or no?
I just wasn't sure if that was like, you know.
They don't do that on BAL. You would not be allowed to do this, you know. But here, we break rules. So
love
keep
it.
Going with this. So this is your biggest thing. It always was mm-hmm. sort of the biggest thing you guys did. But you're so when my wife was diagnosed, we got reached to by everybody, but we got reached to from your folks saying, how can we help, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's you talk about advocacy, how can we help? We were so, I dare I say, fortunate when my wife had leukemia because all these reasons you want me to be the visionary and all that, we had support. You know, my wife had a great job. You know, I had staff at the time. It was very, very difficult. But we didn't have a 4-month-old baby, but we met people there who did.
Mm-hmm.
We met someone like you, God forbid, with 3 children, 12-year-old, 10-year-old, 8-year-old kid visiting their mother who's dying in a hospital bed next to us and doing laps and rounds and, you know, 155 nights in a hospital. I mean, I could write a book mm-hmm. on what we saw. But in the beginning, the one thing we, you know, our faith led us toward, we sort of fought very quietly and cut out a lot of the noise. I mean, when the noise is you can't pay the bills, or the noise is in the next room, the woman couldn't get a patch for nausea because it's $350 and she didn't have the insurance. And my wife, you know, my wife, 85 pounds, bald, pulling out patches to give basically a drug to somebody in the room next. So, you know, I saw how the food was in the hospitals and just all of that from a comfort standpoint. And then there's family who want to be helpful mm-hmm. but can't come, or send flowers into a unit where you can't have flowers, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Or send so many teddy bears that every day I was leaving the hospital with boxes of stuff. Just I said, please stop. You know, we need platelets. We need spit on swabs. We don't need money, but somebody in the next room does. Mm-hmm. And that's where you guys come in for people whose needs were greater than ours. You know, mm-hmm. our need was Neil's, save her life, and the doctors to do their course. But man, we saw some really, really awful, awful things when, you know, when she was locked down fighting for her life for other people mm-hmm. and thinking like how hard it would be to survive if you had to concern yourself with other things than just surviving, right? I mean,
oh, absolutely.
And that was for my wife the most important thing that I could do for her, say, what family says, what anybody says, listen, nothing matters other than you getting your laps in, making sure that you're doing, you know, all the rotations with the doctors, making sure all the medicines are right. It's full-time. It was a full-time job keeping her alive. And mm-hmm. we didn't have any other problems. But other people, I mean, and that's where Eric came in, from There Goes My Hero, in just feeding the caregiver. Mm-hmm. Like, I went home every night and, like, people were fattening me up and sending me food and whatnot, because I had love around me, family and all that. Some people, we saw some really tough circumstances, and I think that that's where folks like you come in to really help where people are really critically need help.
I can't tell you how many stories I've heard of people being forced to choose between medication and a utility bill. It's mind-blowing, being able to pay your electric or get the next round of medicine you need.
That's a different level. I mean, we were in hell. I don't know where that is. You know what I mean? The whole thing's hell, as you guys know. But so how can other people help other visionaries out there? Between now and March, what are you guys doing during the holidays?
We're recruiting candidates. So we're recruiting candidates and committee members. Our committee members help find the candidates. So it's kind of a twofold kind of attack approach. So if anybody thinks that they're the visionaries, super philanthropic, have a strong connection, network of people.
See, this is where you get me, right? Because you're going to get me getting my friends involved, let somebody else be the visionary.
Well, yeah, it's yeah.
I would be the true visionary, but
finding the people, finding the people you know. So like you said, I'll give you 10 names of people who I think could be great candidates or committee members. That's what we're looking for. So if people know anybody who's philanthropic, may have been impacted by blood cancer, who may not have a blood cancer connection, but just feel like it's their time to give back to the community. They developed that network over time, and they're looking to give back. Feel free to message Nestor. He'll pass it along.
There it is. Hit me. Ness at Baltimore Positive. Mm-hmm. Or hit you at Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you had 6 candidates last year. Run me through the winning candidate, what they did. Because I always think I'm going to bartend, right? Like that's the part. Every year this stuff shows up, and I try to support folk friends of mine that have run. Winners and losers, and there are no losers. I might add, nope, there are no losers. But I know how competitive it can get, which is another reason I'm like, you know, you want me, and I don't want to be wanted. But go ahead, because I'm really competitive. I mean, if I get in, I have to win. I mean, like that's part of my deal. You know, it's part of my DNA.
We love that.
Yeah,
your competitiveness drives the bigger impact.
So we said like the 7 best ways of fundraising. So there's a few different ways that candidates make a huge impact in those short,
Leukemia Lymphoma
weeks.
Society night here at Costas. Nestor's the bartender dressed like Santa Claus.
Exactly. So some candidates do events. They do a guest bartending night, usually in the beginning of the campaign and towards the end of the campaign.
See, my wife and I did not wear our Wonder Twins outfits for Halloween this year, so maybe we could put those on and bartend.
She loves that idea.
See that? Yeah, she does.
All
right.
She's all for it. They also do personal asks. So the over 60% of funds raised throughout the Visionaries of the Year campaign is just through personal asks. It's from you sending emails, sending text messages, making phone calls to the people that you know who would support you.
See, my wife right here right now, she's like, you were going to run for mayor, dude. You can do this for 90 days.
Oh, yeah.
She had her foot up my ass. So let her get back from Paris.
Well, and the thing
she saw Madonna last night at Bear Sea. Let's not cry for my wife. She's doing okay.
I love that.
You know, she got into the groove last night, you know. She danced for inspiration, you know. Aww. She was holiday celebrating. She was doing all that, you know, so. And she lived to tell. So there you go. There's your whole Madonna set. I gave you the whole set list there.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. The most impactful candidates have a why. And your wife would be the perfect why.
Make her the visionary of the year. That's what we should do.
Well, that's what I said.
And you know what she would say? I'm not doing it. And I'm like, well, you want me to do it? You know?
Tag team.
With Stan right by your side.
Yep. Stan's now been recruited as the campaign manager. That's fine. That's good.
So really, I mean, and you said, like, we have templates. We have the beginning phases of, like, a message to help you. We have everything that you need to run a successful campaign. It's just finding the people who are passionate.
Nope.
Absolutely not.
All right, just checking. All right.
Nope.
We have very, very slim rules and guidelines that candidates have to follow, and we're very flexible.
I will not follow them.
Yeah, we could get creative.
Well, I'll tell you that right now. Whatever they are, I'll break them. One reason to not hire me.
And honestly, the candidates who are the most successful, and I will beat this with a steel drum, are the candidates who form a team around themselves. And I don't see you and or your wife having an issue forming a team. And
It is a team.
Well, I'm your guy then, because then I talk to you every so often and help give you
guidance.
I'm
doing everything I can do to say no to you. You know that, right? I'm being the ultimate.
It's pretty funny to me.
The funny thing is I will not let you. I was talking to my manager.
I'm going to help you promote this. I don't think I'm the right guy.
Well, you said because
I don't think I'm Johnny Bravo. You know,
you're stepping out of your comfort zone. You wouldn't be in this position that you are today if you don't step out of your comfort zone. So let's just put that into perspective.
It's just the part where I take my hair down. You know that you need me to do that just so I can show you what a rebel I am.
We need, honestly. Our campaign.
I mean, look at me, man. Do I look like the man of the year? I'm like the guy in the Tesla song. You know, I took off my hat, said, imagine that, you know?
Visionary of the year. My national is going to kick my butt after this call.
I'm sorry.
Keep saying man of the year. Look at you.
Look at me.
So at the gala, we have like a, you were there, like a final call for donations, and everybody has a stick with their picture on it.
Right.
Fund the fight.
So imagine a whole room of people with your face on a stick. Swinging it around. You could have a whole room.
My ego's not as big as Steve Bisciotti thinks it is. I'm telling you. It's just not. I'm getting red-faced thinking about it. She's getting red-faced for me.
Your wife cheering you on. All those people on LinkedIn. You would make a huge... So you say like... So give to put this in perspective. 70% of blood cancer treatments since 2017 were funded by LLS.
Now you're giving me why.
So
see, it's, now you're getting me. See,
so you
now
said
you're
like, oh, today, like imagine if my wife got cancer. It's we need the influencers. We need the rebels like you who are going to kind of get out of their comfort zone and connect us to the people, find those people that have the capacity to give to keep crushing it like we are in Maryland.
All right. Well, LLS has come. They've put the crab claw on me, mm-hmm. trying to get me here.
I'll follow
She's trying. Look, I got 4-month-olds trying to talk me into this.
She's very persuasive.
I can see this. They're twisting my arm. Tell folks how they can get involved because I have your sheet here. I want to give all this stuff. Visionaries of the Year, the VOI campaign is an exciting 10-week. It's only 10 weeks.
Yeah. Only 10 weeks. It's by the blink of an eye, it's over. And
yes.
This
would not be fair to everybody else in the competition. I would just kick all their asses.
Probably not.
Yeah, I mean, it really wouldn't be fair to them.
I will say.
That's my fault. That workout took me 30 minutes to come up with that, Stan. I'm working on it.
I will say, we've created a culture in Maryland that everybody just wants to kick butt.
Mm-hmm. Candidates raise funds in honor of local survivors. All right, I know one of those. Mm. She's an honored hero. The title Visionaries of the Year is awarded to the candidate whose team raises the most funds during the competition. You can learn more at llsvisionaries.org. Leukemia Ball.
And that's the campaign that I currently work on.
What is that? That I can do. I dress up nice. I shave. I will not cut my hair, but I'll hide it.
This is actually the 37th annual Leukemia Ball. So been around for quite a while, and they've raised now $72 million for research and patient services.
Yeah, make my wife the queen of the ball or something. We'll sell tickets. That'd be fun. I'll do that. Let my wife be a queen for the night. She hung out with Madonna last night.
This year, so this is the 75th anniversary of LLS's founding, and they're going out this year. The ball is going to be spectacular.
It says black tie here.
Yes.
The DC's largest non-political black tie event. Well, then that makes it better already. I already like the way it sounds. Oh, and get me to sign up.
And this year we're at the convention center in DC. Huge space. It's going to be amazing.
All right. Well, that we would do May 11th. I'll circle that one.
Oh, so it's actually April 6th. That's probably from last year.
I messed up. I'm sorry.
Oh,
all right.
No, you're fine.
April. It's in April.
April 6th. Saturday, April 6th.
Okay. Anything else I can promote?
So Dominic works on our Visionaries of the Year Maryland campaign, but we also have a students' version of this very same campaign that high school students fundraise, recruit team members, and raise funds. And since 2017, high school students across the country have raised over $111 million.
See, this is good because Paul Satterfield, who's the Dundalk High principal, is coming here.
Yes.
My understanding is he's a connected guy in Baltimore County, some other principals, maybe the Delaney principal, who is principally going to be coming on the show at some point when I go up that way. So that would be great. You're getting young people involved. There's nothing like that.
It's amazing. The transformation, watching these kids come out of their shell and talk to business partners and pitch sponsorships, and it's incredible.
Well, I mean, that's a real thing that helps you later in life.
Absolutely.
You learn how to talk to people. You learn how to have some empathy and work on things.
Yes, for sure.
When I was young, people tried to work on me with all that, but, you know, then I grew up.
If there was a campaign like this when I was in high school, I mean, I don't know that I would have done it because I was definitely degenerate.
I would have said, can I meet girls? Is this a way to meet girls? That's what I would have said.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. Well, then we would do it. Our friends at LLS encourage everybody to get involved. And if somebody is asking for something from LLS, think of my wife, think of a lot of folks out there, Stan's sister, who battled. The LLS mission, cure leukemia, check, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma, and improve the quality of life of patients and their families. You guys are maybe the greatest fill-in segment ever. So, I mean,
Thank you. I appreciate this.
Appreciate it. I appreciate you kissing my butt and telling me that I could be visionary of the year. I mean, I'll think about it. It's 10 weeks. It, you know, like...
I would say, just think about it.
Give me the seven things before I let you go. Give me the seven... What are the seven things that we're going to do besides guest bartended Wonder Twins outfits?
Personal asks. So we help you write a letter and can send up to 500 letters for you. We pack, ship, stamp them. So I'm sitting there with a stamp, putting them on for you. We help you send that to your Christmas card network, however you think, your sports network.
Okay.
So we do, and that's a mix of personal asks. So we do the email.
I know a lot of rich people.
Email, well, yeah, the capacity to give.
That would help, right? Okay. All right. Well, I'll work on that. That'll help out. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's a fold approach. So it takes 5 to 6 quote unquote like touches to get somebody to donate, right? Somebody's gonna get your fundraising page, they're gonna look at the letter, then you're gonna just like send them a little bit of a reminders and we help you with that.
Right. Okay.
So it's text message, email, phone call, personalized, it's sponsorships. So it's us sitting in on sponsorship meetings.
You already have experience with sponsorships.
It's hard enough, trust me.
Well, we sit in on the movie. You have a great story to tell, and we have a great impact. Sponsorships also get a experience at the gala as well, so it's a good constituent experience.
Tons of benefits, marketing benefits, logo, well. Signage, all
she's
that.
She's an Ivory Soap sponsorship is what she needs. Like, I mean, this kid's like cute. I mean, this kid should be in pictures or something, movies.
I know, those
Thank
cheeks.
You.
She's cute.
Thank you.
Yeah, keep going. So we're going here. I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt all your things.
No, you're good sponsorships. So we go through, you know, your sponsorship.
Because the next meeting is she's going to call me and say, let's have coffee and talk about it. I'm like, I don't do coffee.
I'll
Zoom with you and we'll talk about it. And then you're going to tell me all these things that you're really going to do. So I'm giving you the chance to do that now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to mail out 500 things. I'm going to 10 bar. I'm going to ask everybody I know to help.
Yep,
we're
going
to have to hit them 6 times in 10 weeks.
So what we're going to do is you're going to form a team and we're going to schedule a team meeting where I sit on a team meeting, whether it's virtual or in person. We could have it here. And I kind of give them the high level top down overview of LLS, the kind of impact they would make.
Which we've been doing here in this segment.
You remind them of your why you're running to be a visionary of the year, the type of impact.
Because you asked me and I didn't want to do it and you're making me. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And we do the same thing with your team members. So they, you know, it's just expanding. It doesn't have to be within Maryland. Somebody can donate from Arkansas, et cetera.
You know John Keller. He's in Little Rock. John and Jackie, you're first up. He's going to be the campaign manager. He's Dundalk. He was military, too, so he knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Give John the love. John watches every segment, so he'll know that. Why did you pick Arkansas? That's funny.
Well, so you mentioned
one of my best friends lives in Arkansas.
We do incentives throughout the campaign. So we do a 50-state challenge where you have to try to get a donation from every single state from somebody that you know.
Wow, that would be – there are no people in North Dakota.
Think
How am I going to do that?
Somebody found one last year. If they can, you can.
Yeah, online.
People don't live in Rhode Island, do they?
Mm.
It's just a place. I had this argument about Delaware the other day, but because we're near Delaware, like I know there really are people there. But you know, I've been to Wyoming once. I didn't see people. I mean, I just drove. You know, it's like I saw trees, man.
Can't find anybody there.
There are people in Wyoming. I get you an eagle to sign. All right, Dominic is here. I feel like a bag, but I drove on the way over and I knew who you were and I knew why you were here. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to be a jerk, but I'm just going to say no at the beginning and then we'll work backward from there. Because at least at the end, if I do say no, at least I can say I said no in the beginning. I didn't lead you on. I wasn't that kind of guy with a girl, you know, like I'm not going to be that guy. But I just saw this as I know the people that have done it. It's an all-in thing. And I mean, I guess she's spitting up a little bit. I have a respect for, you know, for anybody that would want to do this. And my ego isn't there right this moment, but my passion would be to help you with all of this. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I will help you.
Thank you.
So I'm already helping you.
I love this.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll help you. I just don't know that I'm of the right cloth to be visionary of the year. That's all. I mean that. I've talked to my wife, too. She's in Paris.
We respectfully disagree.
She's 6 hours ahead.
You'd be wonderful.
I will say.
Katie's here kissing my butt. She's the campaign development specialist. That's her specialty, telling me I'm a... and then Dominic came. He's developing me. He's massaging my ego and cutting through all of my challenges to his...
Yeah, I mean, I hear your objections and your obstacles. Well, let's have, like... No coffee. Let's have like lunch, a beer or something, and just talk about it.
You want me to cut my hair, don't you?
Absolutely. All grow right. it out. Locks, do like grow it out. Like each inch you grow out throughout the 10
locks
weeks.
Locks for love. I've done that before. Yeah.
But yeah, you could do something like that.
Let's just save some lives. Let's do that.
There's so much opportunity
to be
creative.
Well, the way we save lives is from you being a candidate and tapping into your amazing network that you've developed.
They've come down. They've hijacked the show today, the Leukemia Lymphoma Society that helped save my wife's life. So I am very, very appreciative and all the stuff you guys do. It's an honor of mine to give you some time and give you a hard time.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And I joke around too. So, I mean, it's all love. We appreciate you reaching out. Well, Katie reaching out to you. It's perfect. So thank you, everybody, for listening to us today.
So I could see. Sing like the Meatloaf song, your late great Meatloaf, who I loved and he loved me, and say I would do anything, but I won't do that. You know what I mean? Like I'll do anything for LLS, but I won't do that. You know? I don't know.
It's a one-time commitment for 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Well, you know, Steve Bisciotti would say my ego is so large that when you did away with Man of the Year, it no longer had any value to me to be a visionary.
So think
that
about
I would have
what?
To be the Man of the Year.
Think about what you can show him. You get a big old plaque. You raise X amount. You get a
I
diamond.
I have nothing to show. I've shown all I've needed to show. We're at Costas. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Speaking of the Ravens, I've given away Raven scratch-offs here today. We purposely do this, not when it's usually this quiet, but it is nice. The baby's the loudest one here, which I love. Hi. She's such a good child.
Thank you.
Wow. So we do it in the afternoons when it's like a little quiet. So it's gotten quiet here today, but it will not be quiet here at Costas during the holidays. We're out doing a crab cake tour. It's all brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. When people tell me to hide the hair, I put the hat on here so I can wear that. If you need windows, buy two, get two free. 0% financing for the next 5 years. And they didn't even give me that deal when I did that deal last August when I did it. And our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare, I got my oil changed right over here at Merritt Boulevard, right in front of the Bradleys where we used to have the carnival. Stan knows that, German Hill Road. But there's a Jiffy Lube near you. And they put this thing on. So we come out, we try to do good causes and good things and have nice people out here like Dominic and Katie who spent their day to try to recruit me on the radio. And you know what's going to happen? Serendipity is going to be somebody's going to hear this out there. And they're going to say, Nestor, I'll kick his ass in the visionary. I want to be the visionary. And then that maybe that's going to happen. What do you think?
And then you're going to want to beat their ass. And then it's going to be like a...
No. It's labor of love. I'll say, you want to be Mr. Big Shot? I'll support you.
And that's
I'll
perfect.
Be your campaign manager. I'll put you up.
I would love that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm the guy that took myself off the radio for 13 years, right? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just good at this. I didn't really want to need to do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I... When my wife sees this, she's going to, by Thanksgiving, people will be working on me.
Well, it's
this is
going to
be more effective than you think it was, me shooting you down.
Think about this. It's like you see people over Thanksgiving, the holidays. It's like, oh, what are you up to, Nestor? Well, let me tell you about it. I am this spring.
See, this is all of April and all of May. That's what I'm giving you. I'm turning myself over to you people.
Well, the perfect thing now is if you sign on now, you have like, think of the runway that you have from now until March for us to develop a plan for you so that when March 21st comes, we press a button and you don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. It's just you sending some emails, some reminders that
the whole time you're out trying to get some other big shot to raise more than me.
Not really, because it's a collaborative effort of trying to, our goal this year is to raise over 627,000. So we don't do that with people like wanting to be competitive, so to speak. Nobody's mad at losing.
If I go in, I'm all in. That's honest to God. I think the reason I'm saying no to you, honestly, is I don't think I could be all in the way that you would need me to be all in because I run a business alone, and my wife would tell you like I would have been a better candidate 10 years ago when I had people for things. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so it's tough enough to be me most days.
We can absolutely respect that, but every other candidate is a busy professional as well. I mean, that's why we recruit.
That's why she brought her kid, put her on the set to get after me. I'm going to take a break. So where do you want folks to find you?
Find us at LLSvisionaries.org. reach out to Nestor directly if you're interested in being a candidate or on the committee to help us
just
find
say
the rock
it.
Stars.
Just tell
the
them to reach out to me and tell them that I should do this and beat me up privately behind closed doors so that I do it. That's really what you're trying to do here. Dude, you didn't think I was going to say yes, did you?
Did you
come over here and think I said, this sounds great, I can be the man, the vision? Like, you didn't think I was going to say yes, did you?
I also didn't think I was going to email you 2 weeks ago, and now I'm sitting here next to you promoting the campaign as well. So,
well,
I mean,
I was going to do this for you anyway.
So it's
I was
all,
always
going
to say yes
twofold.
To everything you asked for,
minus
except
the
candidacy. That. Right, exactly. That was it. I'm glad I thought of the meatloaf song.
We preach this to the kids all the time that do the student visionaries. You don't know if you don't ask.
Correct.
Got to ask.
Yep. I had to give you the opportunity to say no, but I hear a maybe in the no. So we'll maybe have some lunch or
good sales guy. Dom's here, man. I'll tell you what, he came over to Dundalk. Dude, your French fries got cold here. I feel awful. The food just arrived. They're going to go back and eat. Stan's going to come over here. We're going to talk about Dundalk because it's my homeland. It's one of my favorite places. We're Costas Inn. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, your friends at Window Nation, and our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare. My thanks to Dominic. My thanks to Katie for filling in, pinch hitting. This is the coffee, by the way. You know, you were going to call me for the
coffee.
But
we're on camera. It's a little bit for show. And
let us buy you dinner.
Well, yeah, we'll be okay. And I got to meet your wife. I want to hear about the Madonna concert, so I want to meet your wife, too.
She gets back this weekend. Perfect. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Stay with us. We're doing the Crab Cake Tour in the homeland of Dundalk, where I will be anointed Visionary of the Year. I'm sitting here wearing my Hall of Fame shirt. All right, back for more right after this.